Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I don't know if you know this, but you are totally not supposed to sell human body parts.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
At some point you can. Like if you are in a business that caters to like colleges and stuff for research and everything, but you can't just like go into human body parts business.
But shouldn't we be able to? If it's ours, if I want to cut off a hand, I should be able to sell that, right?
Yeah.
It's mine.
That's an interesting conundrum, Steve, that I'm not ready for.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, it is yours.
The problem is, then it becomes a market commodity. Then you've got a bunch of poor people all over the place being paid for by rich people to like take body parts off, and it gets all weird. Gets into some real moral things.
Well, morals, like those are mine or yours.
Yeah, but then it gets into body farming.
Your morals are different than my morals.
Maybe Steve's morals love body farming.
Yeah, who are you to tell me that I can't sell my hand because it's morally not right?
Kelly? Yeah, remember that time that we learned that people who donated their body parts, a little different, but they donated them willingly, and then they were being used for, like, explosions?
That one lady, they thought she was going to go to help science because that was her dream to, like, help fight the disease I have. And then they found out that they were just blowing her up with...
They were using her as a crash test dummy, pretty much. Her arms were flying everywhere, which I think is cool.
Yeah,
but, like, you might not
too.
Think that's cool.
That's important, too.
Well, I'm going to show you a photo of someone. You tell me if they're the victim or if it's a mugshot. This is a very difficult question. Victim or mugshot? Victim or mugshot?
What am I seeing?
Well, it looks like
you're seeing a man...
a face tattoo.
I'm going to send that to
who
me.
Has metal horns... installed in the top of his head and throughout his face.
He looks like a villain like in a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm. Like when they take some kind of implants and they put them underneath the skin.
Yeah.
He's the buyer of the human body parts, which adds up. He also has one eye completely tattooed black.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing him, I'm like, I don't know what the story is, but he's the villain. He is not the victim.
When you said horns, I thought you meant like we just talked about where they're underneath the skin. No, those are...
Oh, they're sticking out.
Those are right.
Like he would have been a great extra member of the Road Warriors.
Like they had to put little like nutserts in his head so they could thread them in.
Yeah.
Does he have a tattooed eyeball?
Yeah, that's what Freebie was saying. It's all tattooed and his eyelids are tattooed. I don't know how people do that. I don't know how.
Hey, you didn't even like your ditch getting.
No.
I don't blame you.
He's got eyes on his throat too.
Yeah. This guy's
He does have throat eyes.
Yeah, everything about him screams great babysitter.
So an Arkansas woman finally faces charges months after authorities arrested her co-defendant for allegedly buying stolen body parts from her. So they arrested both the buyer and the seller in this case. The district attorney office in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, named Candace Chapman Scott, 39, last year when announcing their case against... Jeremy Pauley, who's 40, that's the fellow we were just describing. A federal grand jury indicted her on April 5th. A case was unsealed, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Scott and Pauley allegedly belonged to the same Facebook group where they were into oddities. And she worked at a funeral home.
Mm.
And she was
combo.
Selling human body parts on Facebook Marketplace, essentially.
So she
the
was
caller
just...
reported finding possible human remains in the basements of the residence, including several 5-gallon buckets, human organs, human skins, buckets.
Oh, gross. God, gross.
They found 3 5-gallon buckets containing human remains. human brains, hearts, livers, skin, and lungs. They were determined to be the property of the University of Arkansas, so, you know, someone got them the appropriate way. Then she was sending them off to the fella in Pennsylvania.
Boy.
Maybe one of your neighbors. But that led me to this in looking around yesterday. There's a website, and it admittedly is a classy-looking website. It really is. It looks like the same presentation Gwyneth Paltrow's website has for Goop.
Okay.
Kind of that high end. And you can shop by category.
So there it seems legit.
I think it absolutely is. Now, I don't know. I think you have to. I don't think anyone can just go and buy them. I think they're for teaching sets and everything. But they're real human skulls. I happen to be on skulls. But there are, you know, you can click on long bones. And they have different categories. So, Price is Right. Here we go. Oh. Closest without going over, Maitland, Hot Wings, man. Kelly, and Steve.
You're right about the website. It looks like it looks like it's the New York Times.
It's really nice.
It's really, really.
Sell us your
sell
bones.
Sell us your bones.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, not yours specifically.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Whether you're an avid bone collector.
Ooh, wearables.
God, if you're a bone collector, go to hell.
Great movie, though. Denzel Washington, late 90s.
Seriously.
Such a good movie.
What the hell is wrong?
Hot Wings, are you fussy today?
No.
It's a very serious Hot Wings. If you're a bone collector, go to hell.
Yes.
You're speaking like Harrison Ford with all of his hilarious roles before shrinking.
That is effed up, man.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with this one. This is a femur with a dark patina because they have femurs that are lighter and they look more like the fake bones you'd get in a skeleton. Mm-hmm. But this one looks pretty authentic, like something your dog would chew on. A femur, individual human femur bones with a dark patina. Closest without going over. Maitland, what's your bid?
$9,000.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Steve?
$600.
Oh. Kelly?
$1,251.
Hot Wings?
Oh, I was thinking like $110.
Hot Wings would win. It's $320.
Dang it.
Now,
so many dead.
The humerus bone, you would have been dead on, $110.
Oh.
Can I interest you in a humeri with light patina?
What is that?
I assume it's the humerus bone.
The elbow one? The funny bone?
Maybe.
It's somewhere around there, yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's a light patina. Looks more clean than the darker ones.
Oh, that's
but I will tell
worth
you this. I'll tell you this. The darker patinas are more expensive.
Really?
All right. Oh, I hope I have a
dark
patina.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Find out.
I think it has something to do with when they get it.
Oh.
I'm not positive.
Probably, yeah.
I don't think you're born with a dark or light patina.
Dang it. I was hoping.
Not on the inside. All right. Steve, how much for the humeri with light patina?
$210.
Kelly?
$795.
Hot Wings.
$50.
Maitland.
$93.
Ooh, Maitland wins $110.
Oh, man. Should have won my first get.
Let's look at skulls.
Okay,
I would love
the
money.
I mean, that's got to be worth it.
This is where the money
is. I agree with you, Steve.
A human skull with a full set of teeth, that would be so badass.
Okay, let's start with this one. Medical skull. Looks like a full set or mostly full set of bottom teeth, limited top chiclets.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay.
With a white patina.
So
Hot Wings.
Skull of a meth head.
Okay.
No, all that right. one's coming.
Okay.
Good boy. Yeah.
Human Although you could skull. Add this to the bag right now.
Okay. So, all right. So a human skull with Walmart teeth. $800.
Kelly.
Did you say it had the light patina?
Yes, it is a white patina.
Patina.
Not a light Fatima.
Fatima. Yeah, I believe that was like a queen in Africa.
Did Tawana tell you that?
I did play volleyball with a girl named Fatima. and I'm going to go with $845.
So just under what Hot Wings bid?
Yep.
Okay. Steve?
Dang it.
I think it's up there. I think $1,500.
I'm going to go... $530.
$1,680.
Yeah.
That's for the medical skull. All right, let's go to this one. This has teeth scattered. Like its teeth were set on shuffle.
Oh, man. Oh, no. So even weirder. Okay.
White patina. The The nose appears...
The word's Fatima.
Nope, we're going with Fatima now. The skull features a white patina and pretty aggressive nose opening that looks like it's in the shape of an upside-down heart or balls.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh,
most
wow.
of them are similar. This one is a more of a heart-shaped opening, upside
okay.
down.
So a coke head. Perfect.
Really got the cartilage out of there.
Okay, all right.
Maitland.
520.
Steve.
$1,100.
Kelly, you want to say 1,099?
I'm going to say, I'm going to go back with my other guy, $850.
That makes
851.
Who is the highest?
Son of a bitch.
I said 1,100.
Steve, you've done it again. The medical skull, that one more expensive, 1,000.
Wow, more.
$780.
More, that sounded ugly.
I guess it's not as interesting if you've got a full set of teeth and most of your cartilage. Like, they're looking at you like, you lived a sober life. Boring.
I guess. Yeah,
we see this every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Loser.
All right. Loose bone teaching set.
Oh, loose
perfect
bones.
For learning the bones in the hands and feet.
Okay, so this is like a Lego assortment pack.
Yes.
Are all the pieces there?
Some of the pieces are there. There are 206 bones in the human body. This shows about 24.
Oh.
Mostly smaller ones. So I assume bones from the hands and feet.
Smaller bones that, you know, the ones that are left over after you sell the good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kelly.
So it's like the hot dog of bones.
Yeah, it is the hot dog of bones. Kelly.
$500.
Steve.
No, I think $40.
Hot wings.
Yeah, I would have said about $90.
Maitland.
115.
The answer is $85. Steve wins again.
Yeah.
Steve must be in the bone market.
I am cleaning up on this bone prices, right?
Let's talk rarities. Okay, I don't know what this means per se. Adam, Ruli half skeleton bone box. This is Adam, and Ruli is spelled R-O-U-I-L-L-Y, half skeleton bone box.
Is that his last name?
This is Adam, comma, Ruli half skeleton bone box. So I think it's a description of the half skeleton bone box.
Okay, half skeleton. Which half? Left, right, top, bottom?
I see a skull, I see a spine, I see some femurs.
Oh.
And then some ribs. I don't know, it's in the photo. And then a nice oak arms? Box. They might be arms, can't tell.
I Googled this and it's like the, you know when you see a skeleton hanging in full?
Mm-hmm.
It's showing a lot of pictures of that.
Yeah, I think that's what this is. You'd have to assemble it yourselves.
Okay.
Oh man, that seems tedious.
Hot wings.
I think that's gonna be about $1,100.
Maitland.
$980.
Kelly.
I'm gonna continue on my track of overbidding and say $2,000.
Steve.
$1,101.
Oh, you son of a
Kelly,
bitch.
You've made a great choice. $5,500. All right, last one.
Wow, that's so expensive.
Adolescent exploded skull.
Oh,
it is mounted
like
industrial style lamps. With that kind of base and then metal going up, but like they've taken the metal shade, so to speak, off where the Edison light bulb would go, and they have spines coming out showing the exploded skull the way it would have exploded.
Oh,
so the parts
man.
Have all started to migrate away from the center, it still obviously forms a skull.
I mean, that would look kind of cool if it was something like an apple or a bowling ball, but
I'll hold
so
it
much
up.
A infant skull.
I'll hold it up. So you can see it, adolescent skull. This would be cool if you were into science or whatever.
No,
disagree wholeheartedly. Cool.
Mike writes, half skeleton bone box sounds like something you would order at a knockoff of KFC. I agree completely. Adolescent exploded skull. Alex!
$500.
Maitland.
$600.
Kelly.
It's a kid. They've got it set up like a cool lamp already for you. I'm going to say... $1,500.
Steve.
$2,000.
$8,500. This one is something.
Wait, does it take a bulb?
I don't think it takes a bulb. I think you have to provide your own lumens.
That's lame if it doesn't come with a bulb.
$8,500. If you are into bone buying, that's johnsbones.com. I'm not kidding. John with no H. johnsbones.com. Free ride.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save